Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 16, 1806. Grizzly bears, again. Yesterday, Captain Lewis wrote much about the grizzly bears and has come to the conclusion that, regardless of a difference in color, they are not separate species. He also describes the Indian method of hunting deer. Sometimes they run the deer with their horses, getting close enough to use their bow and arrows, but more generally disguise themselves with a deer skin and sometimes a deer head and hide in the brush, decoying the deer closer so they can shoot with the bow and arrow. Today, Captain Clark writes details of another grizzly bear incident.
A cloudy morning with some rain, which continued until meridian at intervals, but very moderate. A man and boy came to our camp at 11 a.m. with Dreer's horse, which he informed us he found at a long distance towards the mountains. This horse must have strayed from Dreer's camp last night. Hohastilpelt and all the natives left us at meridian and went up the river with a view to cross at some distance above where they expected to find a canoe. We gave these people a head and neck of the largest bear, a part of which they eat, and the balance they carefully took with them for their children. The Indians of this country seldom kill the bear. They are very much afraid of them, and the killing of a white or grizzly bear is as great a feat as two of their enemy. The few of those animals which they would chance to kill is found in the level open lands and pursued on horses, and killed with their arrows. They are fond of the flesh of this animal, and eat immoderately of it when they have a sufficiency to indulge themselves. A little after dark, Shannon and Labiche came in from the chase. Shannon killed one deer which he brought in, this deer being the only animal they could kill. They informed that a large creek, Collins Creek, runs parallel with the river at about 5 or 6 miles distant, between which there was but little game, and the creek being high, rapid, and the smooth rocks in the bottom rendered it impossible for them to pass it on horseback. Captain William Clark, May 16, 1806.
Collins Creek is now known as Lolo Creek, running into the Clearwater below Camp Chepunish and forming the boundary between Clearwater and Idaho counties, Idaho. Sacagawea has been busy digging roots and drying them as provisions for the return trip up the Lolo Trail across the Bitterroot Mountains. The salmon have not yet arrived, and game is scarce. However, the captains are told that there will be plenty of game as they proceed on. This, no doubt, is encouraging, but in the meantime, the men are hungry. Tomorrow, rain, men all wet.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.